You're listening to SBS News.
Malcolm Turnbull has described former Prime Ministers Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd as miserable ghosts and taken aim at his former colleagues for blowing up the government. Speaking to young leaders in New York last week, Mr. Turnbull made scathing remarks about the crazy Liberal leadership crisis that led to his eviction in August. At the time, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton challenged Mr. Turnbull for the leadership, but eventually lost out to Scott Morrison. Mr. Turnbull subsequently resigned from Parliament and is currently residing in New York. In audio obtained by Channel 9, the former Prime Minister said it was important for ex-leaders not to be driven by hate.
When you stop being Prime Minister, that's it. There's no way I'm going to be hanging around like an indifferent Kevin Rudd or Tony Abbott. No, well, seriously, I mean, these people, what are they? They're just sort of like miserable ghosts.
Mr. Turnbull also pointed out he was behind 51-49% in published polls, but was actually ahead by 4 points in internal tracking polls across 40 marginal seats. He said he couldn't understand why he was toppled as leader of the Liberal Party.
For reasons that they've not been able to explain, you know, there was an element of the party and the media that wanted to blow the government up, and they did it. And because they didn't get their guy up, they ended up with ScoMo.
Federal Labor MP Anne Ali agrees with Mr. Turnbull's character assessments of Mr. Abbott and Mr. Rudd, but says she wouldn't necessarily adopt his choice of words. She's told Sky News his comments show a lack of unity in the coalition.
I do think that it's disappointing to a lot of Australians when you see this kind of a white anting from people within their own parties. And if you have a look at what recently happened with the demise of Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison coming in, it wasn't just Tony Abbott. It seems to be much, much bigger than Tony Abbott. There seems to be quite a cohort within the coalition government that is being disruptive.
Speaking ahead of the airing of the recording, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said he sympathises with his former boss. He's told Channel 9 Mr. Turnbull should be proud of his strong legacy.
It's a pretty challenging situation to be Prime Minister one day and not the next. But what we have seen through the strong economic numbers that the government has released, Carl, that he can take a lot of credit for that.
Mr. Frydenberg says he's always been a strong supporter of Malcolm Turnbull, but says it's now time to focus on the new Morrison government.
The party room spoke. As you know, I stuck with Malcolm Turnbull to the end, but the party room spoke. We're getting on with it, and Scott Morrison's made a fantastically strong start.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.